Hi, everybody. Welcome to Threat X Reproductions, or Nerd Radio, which we haven't called it in a while, or even Nick and Nate. I don't even think we've opened with, hey, welcome to Nick and Nate for a while. I mean, I'd have to go back or whatever, but I feel like I haven't even said that lately. It's just like, hey, guys, how's it going? Like,
but instead, oh, look, I made you some content. Daddy, I was expecting you to daddy it, but
you were expecting me to daddy.
Daddy, yeah,
oh,
yeah, yeah.
Daddy.
Daddy.
For the audio listeners, we have Loki.
We have way too much fun. Yes, yes, with our background.
So yeah. Hey guys, how's it going? Let's start off with a little bit of. Don't know what I'm trying to go with this other than just like, hey, how's your life? What's going on with you?
There you go. That's fucking life. That's a way to like pinpoint the end of that question. It's going all right.
How's work? You got a promotion a couple of months ago. You had to go through your training. How is it now that you're actually in the position?
It's still daunting because there's a lot more to my job that I'm having to do, but also I am kind of stressing out a little bit because on Wednesday we are going to be going through our virtualization, which just basically means that we're going to start taking not only calls but calls from. Go ahead and edit that out. I don't want to say the job.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It was about 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Which basically just means not only are we taking the calls that we're normally taking, we're now taking calls from the east side of the business. East side. Which basically just means way more calls. And it's a completely different, like, it's not a system, but a completely different way to, like, key in orders.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm not prepared for that. You know, we did through an all-day training, but it's like, I'm still not prepared for it. So it's like,
yeah.
Trying to freak out about that.
That sucks. I don't know how you put up with it. Like, it might be different working from home or whatever. But yeah, when I worked at a call center, just it was so soul-sucking. Because it was just, it's the monotony and the repetition. And the monotony and the repetition. And the monotony.
It's 100% a soul crushing position. Now, on the commercial side of where I'm at going from residential, it is a lot better, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Because basically the way they were making it on the residential side was like, hey, if you don't, like, they started to really pay attention, and, or not pay attention, but really sort of like showcase, hey, these people, because they started bringing in a specific quality assurance team, meaning people who would listen to the calls and say, hey, are you doing your job right?
Right.
And so they're like, hey, look, this person got 100%, meaning they basically went on script 100% and, like, did what they're and so it was like focusing on that, and it was like stupid shit like that. But it is so
that was the worst working for Verizon. Mm-hmm. Is that, well, necessarily we didn't have a script or whatever, they did expect you to
offer every product.
That too, I guess. But it was just, they were so meticulous about, they would listen to a call, and even though it's a good call, like, they would take a good call, for instance, one that was fine, that the person wasn't pissed off, I wasn't pissed off, obviously, I was being very cordial, la-da-da-da-da, and then they'd be like, oh, what'd you do wrong? Yeah, you should have offered this or whatever. And I'm like, the thing is that, yeah, sure, you have corporate or whatever, and you're supposed to push a certain product or whatever, but me as a human being, the one thing I could never separate is, like, this person called for something, and I'm going to give them that service. I'm not going to be like, well, hey, since we're talking about internet, are you happy with your internet provider? Like, yeah. It's so stupid. And then there's in some instances where it's like, they want me to talk all the time. So they want me to be like, well, hey, how's your day? And then I'm sorry, but me personally, let me know about you. But me personally, when somebody does that, it annoys the fuck out of me. Because I'm like, you don't care. You're killing time while you tippy tap on your keyboard.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely depends on the person. Like with me, I just, not so much on the commercial side as much as I did on the residential, but like, you know, I really will try to build rapport with people just because, like, what I try to do technique wise is like pay attention to how they're talking, pay attention to kind of their vocal tone, I guess, to kind of figure out like how I need to sound to basically help take them, put them at ease, pretty much.
Yeah. I mean, I did that too. I mean, but it's just in a normal situation, if somebody was asking me how my day is, it's like, no, most of the time I'm just like, I don't care. Give me my gelato or something like that. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
I cannot wait to get out of this position.
Right. Yeah. There's this one, I went to Jack in a Box for a while, somebody was working there that was just like way too fucking happy to be working at Jack in a Box. It's like, it was so annoying. And I'm such a cynical person, you know, that going back to my age or whatever, you get to a certain age, you become so fucking, well, maybe not everybody, but I certainly fucking did. And so seeing somebody just so fucking happy about their life is just like, dude, you work at Jack in the Box, okay? You are not goddamn royalty. You should not be this goddamn happy, okay? Like, I appreciate a little bit of a, hey, how you doing? Okay, so you wanted the number 3 with Dr. Pepper, right? But instead it's like, all right, so what you wanted was a number 3 and a Dr. Pepper. Is that correct? It's like, you work at Jack in a Box.
How do you feel about Chick-fil-A, though?
I hate Chick-fil-A. I genuinely don't understand why it's a big fucking deal. It's like, oh, we're a chicken sandwich. Da-da. Like, you can literally get a chicken sandwich anywhere else. And there's
but
literally,
it's the quality of
no,
the chicken sandwich.
No, it's literally no fucking different. Okay.
Yeah, it is. I will tell you
not,
for example.
Though.
Okay,
you specialize in, just because you specialize in taco doesn't mean Taco Bell has good tacos.
Nick, do not, don't argue with me on food quality on here, okay?
Oh, uh-huh.
So, no. The reason
Chick
why
can
people
fillet my ass, okay?
The reason why people like Chick-fil-A so much is the quality of the fucking food. It's the same thing with In-N-Out. In-N-Out, and that's kind of a bad example because In-N-Out isn't the best hamburger, but the reason why it's set apart from like Burger King or McDonald's is because it's like, it tastes just like a authentic, it tastes like a quick service burger. It doesn't taste like a chained fast food burger. Mm-hmm. A good example for this is Burger King. Burger King has a new chicken sandwich. Mm-hmm. And it's tasty and it's good. I enjoy it. I feel like absolute dog shit every time I eat it because the bread and like the fucking preservatives and whatever is in the actual, like the breading, it bloats me. But every time I eat Chick-fil-A, like the quality of the potatoes on the fries are good. Quality of the chicken sandwich is good. The bread's good. Like I don't feel like shit after I eat Chick-fil-A. Whereas I do like things like Burger King. Now everyone eats and feels differently. So I mean I get that, but I feel like Chick-fil-A has one of the better, like on a consistent basis, I can go to Chick-fil-A and know I'm going to get good food.
Yeah.
Every single fucking time. If I go to Taco Bell, and again, that's also regional. People like everywhere.
It sucks in Idaho.
but for me, it's like if I go to Taco Bell, Popeyes is the biggest example. We've got two Popeyes here.
Yeah.
I love Popeyes. I love Popeyes chicken sandwich. I can't go there. I can't go to Popeyes anymore because it's like 2.5 out of 2.5 times the food's going to be bad or good.
Yeah.
Well, which is a bad example. I should have just said 50-50.
I mean, as an example, I've literally only gone twice and both times I've absolutely hated it. Both times... One time I got a grilled chicken and one time I got a crispy chicken or whatever.
Yeah.
And both times the crispy chicken was too soggy and the grilled chicken was too rubbery. So, I had not a good 100% of the times that I've gone, I haven't had a great time. I like their waffle fries, but for me to go to a place for fries is just like, no. So,
unless you're McDonald's.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, that's the thing. Like, people are like, you know, that's the go-to fry. But
I would have to argue Burger King has way better fries. Because they're more girthy, you know. So they have like
they are girthier. Yes,
they have more of a. I wouldn't say homemade, but just like, I mean, like you can bite into a McDonald's fry, for instance, and you get like nothing but air. Whereas like you bite into a Burger King fry, there's a lot more quote unquote meat in the fry itself or whatever. Most of the time.
Now,
so
if we want to throw in there, I would also I personally do like In-N-Out's animal style fries because that kind of goes. The reason why I like their fries is the same with Burger King. They're girthier, but they're actually like when you go in. You go into the restaurant and you see the home dude put the potato in the fucking slicer and slice it like you see them slice your actual potatoes. So
that
it's
would
like,
be cool. Unfortunately, I don't think there is an In-N-Out.
No, there's not. There's
in
not
Idaho.
But
where is it? It's only like in California, isn't it?
Well, no, they're expanding. There's a lot in Texas now. Dallas, not
let
the area,
me see
but,
in. It's in out, right?
In and out
burger. In and out near me. Let's see how near it is to me. Oh, come on. I just want a goddamn map. It's like actually literally trying to put. Here we go. Okay. I guess I have to see. What the fuck? What the fuck? Oh my god! Look at this. So it had me. Okay, let's see if I can get it back. It had me like here, or no, it was like over here or something. It had me like here. Oh god! Dang it! Freaking camera. Anyways, it had me. I'm zooming out. I'm like, what the fuck? San Francisco. Not only that, but it has it so that like. On top of my screen is the ocean, and on the bottom is like California. I'm like, what the hell? So I zoom out, and I'm like, it's rotated. Why the fuck is it rotated? Not only that,
you don't have an In-N-Out, but you do have a Red Robin, which the Red Robin that was nearest to us closed during COVID, and I'm so fucking upset by it. Yeah. I love Red Robin.
Red Robin. Okay, so I've always seen like people put like a. Like an over easy or over medium egg on their burger. And I'm just like, what the fuck? That seems so weird or whatever. I finally tried a burger with that on it at Red Robin or whatever. And it's like, now it's like, okay, yeah, that's the way I take my burgers.
Oh yeah. And the endless fries, garlic fries are, that's I think one of my favorite restaurant fries. I will say just last thing on fries, Wingstop fries, cheese covered fries in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Immaculate. But speaking of eggs on we're gonna stay on food because I actually have a question.
Let's
for you
do it.
Especially since you like Uber Eats and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Have you eaten a Mr. Beast burger or eaten a burger from what's called the Burger Den?
No to either one.
Okay, so I don't know how it is on your DoorDash, so but if I go to my DoorDash, it's going to give me the option for a Mr. Beast burger as well as what's called the Burger Den. Now, the Burger Den.
You said DoorDash?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Where do I have that? I have it in the back of my apps because I don't usually use them.
The Burger Den, I don't know where it started. I don't know who it is. But all I know for me, for my area, is it comes out of our Denny's. But they've got things like the Wake and Bake Burger, which literally has a fried egg, hash browns, bacon. They've got a mozzarella burger, which has fried mozzarella. I can't.
Monsieur Beast. I searched him, and yeah, I'm not getting anything there. And he's, what was the other one? Burger Den.
A Burger Den. Yeah.
I think I've picked up for a Burger Den now that I haven't eaten it, obviously. But okay, yeah, the Burger Den. Where is it? Says it's like 5 miles away, so that's not helpful. I swear to fucking god, people do not pay attention to their fucking surround. They don't pay attention to, like, here's a good example. Here, I'm gonna do here we go, Burger King. Apparently what people do is they just click Burger King and they just fucking order their shit. And they don't think to themselves that, wait, no, wait a second. Maybe I should try to, I guess you can't do it here. I'm going to Uber Eats because that's obviously who I deliver for. No thanks. God damn. Okay, so Mick, go to that McDonald's.
I'm going to text these to you, Nick, or do you want me to send them on Discord? Here, send them on. Can you throw them on the screen if I send them on Discord?
What? What am I doing?
I got screenshots.
Of?
Titties. No. Yeah. Of food.
Food.
Because the Mr. I'm honestly going to, I don't know where it's going to come from here, but I'm going to order Mr. Beast Burger.
Okay, so here's a good example. And see, now this is Uber Eats, so this is who I deliver from. Now, if I click in McDonald's, I search for it. I see right here, this one says McDonald's Glenwood. This one says McDonald's. What's it say? Oh, that's Glenwood as well. What the fuck, dude? You're not making my point. Here we go. Here's another one. McDonald's Fairview, 2510 Fairview, 7811 Fairview, 510 North Orchard. My point is that so many fucking times people will pick up something that's on the other side of the fucking city.
Yeah.
And normally what I look at is I just look at the miles and the money. As long as the money is at least double than the miles, I try not to be too picky because then I don't want to, you know, be sitting around doing nothing, basically. I'm wasting time, right? What?
Does it show somewhere on the app where it's coming from? Because I'm curious.
On DoorDash? I don't know. I was just looking at DoorDash and I couldn't see where it was saying anything. But on Uber Eats, it does because it will...
Go ahead.
Because, yeah, if I just search McDonald's, I don't click on anything. I just search it. It'll come up with... The top one seems to be... Oh, it seems to be the lowest delivery fee option. So, assuming that means it's the closest, right?
Yeah, so...
DoorDash, let's see if I just put in Burger King... So I'm not clicking on what it's suggesting. Yeah, see, it just does the, what you call it. So once again, you would think that it would choose the thing that's closest to you. But anyways, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, I'm curious because if you look at the pictures I sent from the Mr. Beast Burger menu items, it's like those look absolutely delicious. And I really want to know locally where that's going to come from. I'm going to have to track him where he's coming from. And the next time I order it, but that Nashville hot chicken sandwich, and I'm really curious to see what those Mr. Beast fries are.
Oh yeah,
but honestly, something that's kind of crazy about that in particular, apparently that actually has been a legit cash cow for him, legitimately, and it's insane to me. Oh, okay.
This, I mean, pretty much anything that he does, to be honest. There are other places that have, for instance, the Rodeo Ring Beyond Burger. It's lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, a burger, cheese. It looks like onion rings and then some barbecue sauce. They have that same burger probably at who knows how many different restaurants.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Those burgers that I sent you from the Burger Den, they're right. Okay. They're really good to have at three.
Oh, that wasn't Mr. Beast. That was Burger Den. Okay. Yeah. But still, even if you look at Burger Mr. Beastie, let's just look at this random one right here. Carl's Deluxe. So it looks like two flatbreads.
It looks like a patty melt, yeah.
It looks like a flat burger, not like a regular burger. And then I'm assuming that's some type of potatoes.
No, those are onions.
Those are onions? Oh, so they're chopped up rather than...
Patty melt served Carl style with crispy seasoned beef patty, caramelized onions. The Mr. Beast fry, or the Beast style fries, consist of seasoned crinkle cut fries with caramelized onions, American cheese, pickles, mayo, ketchup, and mustard. Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. So, I mean, point being is that they're not breaking the mold by any means, but because it's Mr. Beast or whatever, I could see why...
But it's cool because you literally cut out the middleman because you're having a different... kitchen cooking the food. You're literally, so it's like, wow, huh? It's like, how do you get that?
Imagine if we had the Nick and Nate Nestle nuts.
The Nick and Nate Nestle Nut Sundae.
Yeah, something like that. You know what I mean?
Chocolate ice cream with a vanilla drizzle. Oh, I went down a weird path. I don't know.
Well, can we talk about Loki? I guess eventually. Like, it went down such a weird. Because I was asking how your life went, and somehow we got into food because, hey, that's life. You need it as nourishment. You need it to eat and then be fruitful.
Yeah, just, as long
but
as
let me talk about my week. Okay? Can I talk about my week? So can you just not be so fucking selfish?
Yes, I'm not. I was gonna say, as long as we don't talk about nut on ice cream on your, we'll be good.
Come on, what else do I have to talk about?
Nut on Loki.
I'm gonna nut on your mom. She's still alive, right?
Yes, she is. Oh, okay. Yes, thank you for clarifying. That. Sorry for recording.
I'm sorry. Anytime you want to make a dead grandma joke, go ahead.
Oh.
Okay.
I mean, dad, not dead. Dad. Dead dad.
Daddy wasn't there. Daddy wasn't there to take me to the fair to change my underwear.
That was your way.
Haven't you seen Goldmember?
Yeah, I know. Daddy. That's what I'm joking from.
Daddy wasn't there.
Take me to the fair.
Seems he doesn't care. Daddy wasn't there. Anyways, what was the question? There was a question or statement.
How was your week?
My week was good. Oh God, I had this really weird thing happen on Friday night. So every once in a while, you know, just because my body feels like it. I can basically wake up coughing up stomach acid. So I had another incident like that on Friday, and it was probably the worst it's ever been. I'm still kind of, like, I still got some tickling in my throat. So that's how my week ended, essentially, was just, like, something weird. Well, and the weirdest thing, or the weirdest thing is that, like, when that happens, then I can't get back to sleep. So all Saturday, I was just completely groggy. I was just, like, not in a good mood. Mm-hmm. My ribs, you know, like, kind of bottom ribs hurt really bad because of how bad I was coughing.
Yeah.
It was pretty freaking horrible. I take medicine for, it's over-the-counter, but I take medicine for, like, my heartburn or whatever. And it's like, I told my wife, I was like, apparently I need to switch to, like, daily. It suggests daily, but I take it, like, every second or third day to conserve on, you know, on the pills or whatever. I don't want to have to, I want to stretch them out, basically. Because, like, each little thing comes with, like, 14 pills or something. So, you know, normally I can stretch those 14 pills into a whole month, essentially. Month and a half, sometimes. So anyways, so that was fun. I haven't been having a great week with Uber Eats because or I haven't been having a good couple weeks with it because it hasn't been super busy. I guess I had a good Monday and a good Friday, but then it's like everything in between that's like, well, fuck, what am I doing? The worst thing is that, you know, Ashley doesn't have, like, a super set schedule, but now she's going to have a coordinator, and so they're going to be able to take some stuff from her, so hopefully soon I'll be able to work on a more regular basis. Yeah. Then there's, I don't know, should I say, I mean, I say I work for Uber Eats. Does it matter if I say I work for Jeffrey Bezos? Jeffrey Bezos! I work as an Amazon Flex driver,
mm-hmm.
and like at first it was like really interesting. I liked it. It kept me busy, yada, yada, yada. But very quickly I realized that like it just kind of sucks because so it goes off of some kind of algorithm, okay? And so if it has something, if it has a round to or a block to fill at 5 o'clock, the closer you get to 5 o'clock, and if nobody has accepted the run, the price will go up. it'll keeps climbing and keep climbing. So what is normally like $50, you could get for like $80, $90 for 3 hours. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that makes it a lot worth it. But what happens is, and I think it's dumb as fuck, but what happens is if somebody accepts a run, the price will go down. So there's been a couple of times now, several fucking times now, that I'm trying to wait for it to go up to at least 80. And I'm sitting there waiting, I'm waiting. And then like, it'll get up to like 75, 76, and then it'll plummet back down to like 60 because somebody accepted. And I'm like, well, fuck, dude. Yeah. And then there's this one time where it went 90, and I'm like, I'm going to give it a second, see if maybe I can get it to go up, and then it just disappeared. So there was no more. And I'm like, fuck. So you're telling me, like, as soon as 90 shows up, I should just take it or whatever? And honestly, I think it's just an education thing. People don't realize that you don't have to say yes to a $50 block. Because here's the thing. A three-hour... So they go by, like, 2.5 hour, 3 hour, 3.5 hour, and 4 hour blocks. So you set up the block, and I get paid whatever the amount is for that block. Yeah. But here's the fucked up thing. I could have a 3 hour block that's in Boise, which is where I live, which means not as much gas. Or I could have a 3 hour block that's in Meridian, and that's a lot further away. Or I could have a 3 hour block that's in fucking Nampa, which is even further away. But they all, no matter how many packages they have, no matter how far away it is, they are good at estimating how long it'll take you. So if it says it's 3 hours, I can usually get it done a little bit before 3 hours. Mm-hmm. So even going all the way to Nampa, which is, I want to say it was 30 miles just to get to my first stop. So it's like, now they were all pretty close together once I got there, but it was getting there that was just like, well, fuck, this sucks. And it's like, and I think that was one of the days that I accepted it at like $75. And it's like, that's not worth it at $75. It needs to be more. But that's the thing, is that you don't know until you show up what you're going to get. You don't know until you literally pull up. And then to say no, essentially, then I'd get like a write-up, essentially. And it's like, this is fucking dumb. So on the one hand, it's nice that I would be guaranteed 75. So if I somehow got it done in 1 hour versus the 3, I would still get 75. You know, or if it somehow took me a little bit more time, I'd still get 75. Versus working at Uber Eats, and maybe I'm sitting around for 4 hours and I don't get as many runs as I usually get, and maybe I only get like 60. Yeah. So for the same amount of time, basically, I'm guaranteed a certain amount. And I have to admit that that's really cool. But yeah, the fact that like
there's an unintended consequence with running off of automation.
Yeah.
And I had seen a TikTok the other day that it was a guy, I think he was a flex driver. I don't know if that's specifically, but I mean, he was driving the blue truck with the smile on it. And he was like,
guys are like subcontracted into it. So not exactly flex, but go on.
Okay. So anyway, he was a driver. He was like, I work for Amazon, and Amazon fucking hates us. And it was basically, it was that same thing that you were talking about where he was like, he has this 3 hour window and his package count was like 200 or 300. I mean, he had extremely filled thing. He's like, they expect me to get this unloaded in an hour by myself. And I mean, it was an absurd amount. And was like, and if I don't do it, I'm getting in trouble. It's like,
and that's one reason I couldn't make it as a Amazon driver.
Oh, 100%. We're going to see automation, like
robot. Well, automation. I mean, Amazon's gonna be the first I work for Amazon more officially. A couple of months back, I think I might have mentioned it on a show or something. But yeah, like with that, I hadn't even gone up to a full day. I think I made it to 75%. 75% of a regular route is how much I made it to, and I'm just like, my body can't take this. You know, I'm getting in and out of a freaking car over and over and over again, running up, sometimes upstairs, sometimes up three flights of stairs, sometimes, you know, and it's like, this is too much. Not only that, but the thought, just the thought of having to keep a certain pace, otherwise I could get fired. It was kind of the same mindset I was in when I was working for Verizon, having to keep a certain percentage of people happy, or I get fired. Like, it's too much. Like, I don't understand how people do it. Now, if you're younger than me, if you're fitter than me, then you can probably make it and there's nothing wrong with it. But, like, I'm no spring chicken and my back is in horrible condition or whatever. I think eventually I could have gotten used to it. And it probably would have done me some good, right? I might have lost some weight or whatever. But dear fucking God, the mind games and the just the sheer physical nature of it was just too much. Like, I do like the Amazon Flex because, yeah, then it's only 3 hours. And I think the most amount of packages I've had is like 37.
Mm-hmm.
And it rounded off to like 36 stops because, you know, one of them had two packages rather than one or something. You know what I mean? So it's good. And I'm going at a regular pace. I'm not pushing myself too hard or whatever, but yeah, it's just the fact that it's not worth it. And unfortunately there are so many new people working for Amazon Flex, they see a $50 block and they immediately take it. And I'm like, you're worth more than that. And if you go to, there's a local like Facebook, you know, page where it's like the Treasure Valley Amazon Flex page or whatever. And you go there and there's people complaining about, people keep taking $50 blocks. Stop doing that. You're ruining it for the rest of us, essentially. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, you fucking are. And so, yeah, it hasn't been awesome. But I do have some good news. Some great fucking news. Somebody approached me to help out with a tournament for Knockout City. Obviously, you guys know I have a Knockout City podcast. Well, I had one. And we even did a tournament when we were doing that. And so, like, yeah, sure. Okay, this sounds cool. You know, talking back and forth with the guy, I kind of did a little research on who they are. And I'm like, oh, these guys are actually, excuse me, these guys are actually pretty legit. Like, in the sense they have partners, they have sponsors, they're actually super fucking legit. So I'm like, oh, I should be way more excited about this. Okay, let's go. I start getting hyped. I'm so fucking excited for this. I wanted to meet with the guy, just, you know, talk him out and everything. And I literally told him, it's like, well, honestly, if you guys are interested, I mean, I would love to have this basically be an audition, you know, let us show what ThreatX3 Productions can do. And, you know, hey, maybe we help you out in the future or whatever.
Future. Future.
What happened? Are you okay?
Headphones fell off. Future.
Anyways, it's pretty legit, and it's even something I'm getting paid for. You know, I won't reveal the amount, but it's actually more than what I asked for. So it was just like, oh God, this is serious. This is happening. This is serious. So yeah, cross your fingers, everybody. Things might be getting a lot more serious with ThreatX Reproductions. On top of that, we are still going to have our subathon for August. We already have a couple of really good videos set up and ready to go for August or whatever. So subathon is still happening in August. And then on top of that, if the tournament goes well, which it's going to be on the 17th, that's a Saturday, next Saturday, to be more specific. It's going to happen on the 17th. If you want to join, you know, look at our Twitter. They're going to be posting it soon. So as soon as they put the information out, I'll put the information out. It might even be out as we speak. So yeah, I'm hoping that this could be the start of a good relationship. I definitely can see that, like, they have a pretty big team, but a lot of them are just streamers. So I'm like, okay, hey, Nate, they could use maybe some content creation, you know, some conversational content creating. So, hey, maybe there could be a podcast about competitive gaming and tournaments and stuff like that. And it could, you know, maybe we could help them out or whatever if things go well. And so, yeah, who knows? We'll see at this point. But it's just nice. I was telling Nate before we got started with recording, and you know, not to diminish anything that we've done in the past. You know, Once in a Fortnight, Hope County Radio, Apex Legends Hubcast. Not to diminish any of that, but it's like, now that I could actually be getting paid for what I'm doing,
it's what you kind of want to get to the point too.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to feel wanted. It's nice to feel important, and it's really, really fucking nice to finally feel like somebody's taking me serious. Because part of the reason I even got this offer was because somebody recognized me as somebody of the Knockout City community. They knew that I did a tournament, and they suggested me for the role, essentially. So somebody knew about our tournament, knew about our podcast. And so even though Knockout City unfortunately was a bust when it came to the podcast, it might lead to something. So it's like, that's great. Like,
yeah,
it no longer feels like a failure necessarily. It just feels like, okay, it was a stepping stone. And so it might step into something better, you know? And same thing, it's like, we might be able to help them out with one thing, but that doesn't mean that, like, ThreadX Reproductions has to, like, die or anything. We can still kind of do, like, our funny videos on the side, or even our podcast on the side. So,
yeah,
who knows? Good things to come. So, speaking of come, Loki.
Sure, I was wondering, you know, Jesus.
That's what she said. Jesus! So, Loki.
Yeah, Loki.
It is the penultimate, right? Is that the word terminology?
This was the penultimate episode.
This is the penultimate episode. It's also the most nuttiest episode.
But God, it's just like...
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a fucking episode. What a fucking episode. And the one thing that makes me laugh the most is the meme that's been going around where they took the Spider-Man meme but put all of the fucking Lokis in there. It was like literally the entire episode, and it's them pointing. It's like, that's exactly what it was. Exactly what it was. Yeah. But one thing that I was very happy about was, you know, when we got the ending scene from episode...
Hold on. It looks like I have the horns now.
Look at me.
You gotta get way over, dude.
Hold on, I'll be right back. Anyway, when we got the scene of him being, you know, gathered by the Lokis, basically, like that almost could have been played off like just as like an Easter egg scene. But the fact that we actually got to see these characters and see more of them and actually see a performance from like Richard Grant as classic Loki,
right,
and there actually be a lore behind, which we'll get into later on.
Oh my God. Seriously. Yes. Let's get into it right now. That they took a fan theory and made it fucking canon in this variant is the coolest thing ever.
Okay, I have consumed a lot. Which one are you pertaining to?
Okay, so old Loki, your man right there, cast an illusion of himself, and then...
Oh, yeah, and
disguised himself as debris, which is a fucking fan theory, like...
Yeah, okay, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, that and the fact of... I gotta really applaud the people who are making this show because they're giving so many Wizard of Oz like hints. When Home Dude builds Asgard from the ground up, it's got that green glow shimmer. It's like, it's so Emerald City. Like, right, you're like, all right, man behind the curtain. But the fact
Now, hold on. Did you like the song that was playing during that? It was a rendition of Flight of the Valkyries.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, I did. Did you also enjoy the Thanos copter?
Yes! Forg? The frog Forg?
Forg was really funny. Really, what I'm enjoying about Loki is we're really getting to see what Kevin Feige was talking about, how he is definitely going to be, how this show is the one that's going to change up the MCU the most. And you can kind of clearly see that. But also you get to see just the sandbox that they have made for themselves to put all these different references and like fit everything.
Yeah.
Like the fact that they're able to continue on with the trend of giving us the classic costumes in a way that isn't like ham-fisted at all.
Yes.
Is like incredible. We're getting to see this creativity come to fruition and on a scale that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much to appreciate. There's so many things in the background. I'm disappointed in New Rock Stars. New Rock Stars is my go-to for Easter eggs as far as, like, okay, I've gotten done with this episode. Now I'm going to go to New Rock Stars and look at their video about all the different Easter eggs. The one thing that they didn't point out, and I haven't seen anybody else point out either, is during the one part where Morbius is driving, they turn off to the side, and in the background there's this teleport that opens up and a ship falls through. And so far, nobody has told me what that effing ship is. I feel like it should be, I feel like it should be explained, because it's like that's clearly a reference or whatever. Because you got like the Helicarrier in the background, but it's got a Hydra symbol on it. You have the, I don't know what it's called, but it's the weird looking one from Guardians of the Galaxy. And so many other different ones that like haven't even been in movies yet. So there's like the Ant-Man one. Did you see the Ant-Man one?
Yeah, I saw
Killer, what's his name?
Yellow Jacket.
His helmet being giant sized on the freaking terrain or whatever. There's a goddamn UFO. So, like,
I don't think the ship is anything. I think that was just to show the scale of kind of what Renslayer was referencing.
Something. They would not just throw a random ass ship through a portal.
No.
Are you talking about the stuff in the background has some kind of fucking meaning?
But here's the thing. No, are you talking about the ship that like fell onto the ground?
Yeah.
That got pruned.
I get that, but what is the ship?
I'm saying. Where did it come from?
Where did it go?
Well, you see, Cotton Eye Joe. if you look at it overall, I mean, you see that there's where is that in the episode? Because I'm scrolling through right now, trying to.
I think Mobius had just picked up
Sylvie,
and they were driving off. And so right as they kind of turn, the camera kind of keeps going as they're turning. And yeah, there's a portal right in the background. It's so far off in the background that I don't necessarily blame people for not seeing it. But at the same time, it's like...
Are you talking about the 173? The ship that fell like that?
No. I'm talking... Okay, now we're going to have to...
Yeah, we're going to demonstrate.
Recording again. Why do I not have a camera anymore? What the fuck? Why do I not have a camera? Oh my god. Well, that was dumb. You okay?
I'm lying on the cold, hard ground.
It doesn't want me to do a custom anymore, so I guess we'll just do it like this. We got this. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Everything's fine.
Daddy made you some content. Daddy made you your favorite open wide. All right, here we go. We're scrubbing. Okay, yeah. So it was definitely when she got into the Spider-Verse, the Logiverse. Okay, how great was it? The fucking scene when they're all fighting each other. Like, that was so good.
And Loki's reaction, he's like, oh, shit. Like, he's like, okay, this is what it's like.
This is what it's like. And then freaking Croc Loki bites off the other Loki's hand or whatever. Like, dear God. Okay, it might be right around here. Let's see. Okay, ba 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 ba. Let's go forward 10 seconds. Oh, no. Back. Okay. Come on, you can do it. Maybe it's the next scene. The best part of it is, like, one double crosses one, then the other double crosses the other, then all of these guys are, like, Loki variants who double cross him, and it's just like, oh, that's funny. That's just so funny. Daddy made you some content. All right, come on. Okay, here we go. I think it has to be here, so... Yeah, they have a conversation. Yada, yada, yada. Skibbity-bibbity. Skibbity-bubba!
Yeah, so did I. When I pruned myself, I thought I might be...
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming! So here we go. So they're gonna turn off over here, and then back here, I think you can even still see it forming right there. There's a little porter belloc there. Oh, no, wait. It's over here somewhere. There it is. Do you see it?
Interesting.
So like okay, I said, nobody's pointed out what that is. And yeah, sure, it could just be a random ass...
it kind of does look like...
But look, it's super pronounced.
It almost looks like a Quinjet, or it almost looks like something from Guardians. Like, if we could go, like, shot by shot.
Shot by shot and, like,
yeah,
frame by frame and, like, yeah, if we could do that somehow. Because, yeah, like, it's in the background and, like, if it wasn't important, they could have cut it. You know?
Yeah.
Like, that house, who knows what that house is.
Yeah.
You know, so you're right, it could just be random, but it there's attention being drawn to it, and usually when it comes to you know, Easter eggs or whatever, you want it to be in the background, but you do, you know, want people to be able to see it, and that's definitely one where it's like, yeah, that's obvious, that's super freaking obvious that people want it to be seen.
So now that we're this being the penultimate episode, mm-hmm. I gotta ask you, especially since you say you're watching your rock stars, where do you think the finale is gonna go? The one thing that I can say confidently that has been a proof from WandaVision and from Falcon and Winter Soldier is we are going to find that answer at the beginning of the episode.
Yeah.
Like, we are gonna get our answer at the beginning of the episode, and the rest of the episode is figuring out, I guess, what it means for the MCU. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of exciting to sort of get that out of the way. But who do you think it is?
It has to be Kang. I mean, you could definitely make the argument that Kang is essentially the nightmare of this, but there's too much and it's too obvious for it not to be Kang the Conqueror, because, I mean, if you do watch new rock stars, then you see that, like, the pyramids and all the different structures are a part of his little world that he's created or whatever. So it's like, I feel like it has to be him. And the fact that there's a fucking Stark Tower with Kang's name on it, and that's canonical in the comics or whatever, I don't know. I feel like that would be too much. Like, it's one thing to have, I think it's Nightmare's, like, horny helmet in the floorboards during one of the intros. And it's a whole nother thing to have the girl, I don't know, the leader girl, her name, and she's supposedly in a relationship with Kang the Conqueror. So you have her, you have the timekeepers and how, you know,
you're talking, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. No.
Oh, Ramona. I was going to say.
Ramona. So you have Ramona, you have the timekeepers, you have... You know, this person trying to manipulate things, taking over different realms or whatever. Then you quite literally have his name on a building. And it's like, I don't think they would take it that, I would hope. Let's put it that way. I would hope that they wouldn't take it that far if they weren't going to capitalize on it. Because once again, there's a difference between seeing a helmet in a floorboard to the mini breadcrumbs. Because the helmet was an Easter egg. It was something that you're supposed to see in the background. And sure, you could argue that them saying the word nightmare was too coincidental. But boo fucking who, okay? But the only actual breadcrumb was just an Easter egg. Whereas this is breadcrumbs. It's several different instances leading, yeah, hopefully, to Kang the Conqueror.
Leading up to this episode, I was definitely of the mind, I was like, it's got to be Kang. Like, the whole thing and like, New Rocks... really, honestly, New Rockstars has been a new discovery for me. Like, I've always seen their stuff pop up,
yeah,
after, like, the Disney stuff. But, like, watching these... I saw the one about Ramona Renslayer. The fact that when you see her in her original, you know, TVA uniform, it's the comic book where Kang was... Yeah, and so it's like, they're leaving breadcrumbs, but... Where we're at now from what we've seen, I'm like, and honestly, it was a counter theory someone introduced, but basically about it. Either the three that I've heard is that it's either
Kang,
an old Loki,
mm-hmm,
and or Senior Grant over here.
Right.
Or the one who, well, it's called Then and Now. They're characters from the comics called I think it's Then and Now, but they're these two beings that basically one handles the past, the other handles the present and the future, and they're like knowledge sponges, and they live in this place that's very similar to what we saw, and there's like catalog of books and like huge libraries of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So it's them in combination with the one who sees all or whoever they've talked about in the comics.
Right.
Kang or Loki. Where I'm at with the whole Kang thing is I fucking 100% believe it, but I feel like we're at the point where maybe it's a red herring.
But it's a red herring only for comic book people.
It's such an obvious red herring because like they gave us a slight maybe one with
WandaVision. But Kang has already been cast. Kang has been cast. He's cast as a character.
And that's the thing is but
canonically
with Marvel is Kang canonically. Marvel has trained us to second guess fucking everything. We know that he's cast. We know that he's confirmed to be in Quantumanium. They have said that he is going to be in Quantumanium and or introduced. They have said these things. Now they're literally leaving, like you said, the breadcrumbs of it's going to be Kang, and I can almost fucking guarantee it is not going to be Kang.
Yeah. All right, you want to do a pizza bet?
Pizza bet, sure.
Let's do a pizza bet.
All right.
I think it is going to be Kang because I would hope, even though a lot of these things are done well in advance, so that's admittingly so, but I feel like they won't make the same mistake so many times in a row.
But that's the thing, too, is Kang, we know, is going to be the next step for them because he could be the next step for mutants. We know he's going to be the introduction of Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everything makes sense that it would be, but at Marvel, I'm just sitting here going, you tricky bitch.
You tricky bitch. Little bastards. All right, so if it is Kang, I get a pizza. If it isn't, you get a pizza.
We'll take that. That's simple enough.
And I mean, I should be able to like do like
you can,
a
you can, yeah,
I
you,
do
you
like
can
a DoorDash order. And then just put your address in.
Yes,
right?
Correct. Okay. Yes.
All right. Ready? Huzzah! Oh, sorry. Hold on. Almost there. poor audio listeners.
Yeah. They just all they hear is.
Oh God! Oh man! Yeah, just everything about this goddamn episode, like when they're fighting, the lead up to it, the explanation of what this is and why it is, was just like perfect. Just
yeah,
chef's it's, kiss.
That's
like
all you have to say.
That's all. Like the fact that it's literally like, oh well. And I like what she says. She says you can't fully break down mass. So we basically have to, it's like, that's actually a scientific fact.
Correct. Yeah.
So like, it's like, that makes sense. Okay. Like boom, there you go. It's like, oh, well, you know, basically we just send them to the end of time and just, you know, yeet them out of existence. Not necessarily out of existence, but at least out of our existence. Because, hey, and it's funny then, because if you think about it, that's how Loki's been hiding this whole time. Or Sylvie. That's how Sylvie's been hiding this time, is basically hiding in end of world type of scenarios. And what does the TVA do? They just send all their unwanted to the end of time, so that they can't do anything, you know? So I like that.
And that's the theory, speaking of, too, is, like, there's a chance that he survived. That old Loki survived.
Oh, yeah.
They did make...
Oh, yeah, he survived. You can't set up the fact that he survived Thanos, you know, and he was the debris or whatever. You can't set that up and then expect us to honestly think that he didn't fucking survive.
And he also just made an entire city. Yeah, that's
exactly. I'm sorry. No fucking way he's actually dead or whatever. Now, whether that means he's going to show up later, you know, maybe they'll do like a post credit, whatever, where he's like sitting around and he's ruling what do we call it? The end of time. He's ruling the end of time.
I could see that. Yeah.
I mean, that could be like a post credit, and that could be a post credit that doesn't affect anything else. It's just kind of there, and it's like, ah, I knew he wasn't dead, you know. But I could definitely see that being a post credit, as far as just like, yeah, I'm still alive, haha. Like, not only that, but like when the portal opens, there's this piece of debris. It starts going this way, and it just starts. No, I'm gonna go this way instead. It's like. They can't set that up and not expect us to go, oh, debris.
Yeah, like that's what's so funny about Marvel is, if you break it down in such the most simplest terms of things, it's like Marvel is training us to watch for fucking debris in a TV show.
Right. Well, and I mean, like, okay, there's plenty of like Marvel haters out there. There's plenty of people who think that like Marvel's just so basic or whatever. And when it comes to their properties, yeah, okay, I can see what you mean. However, like one of my favorite parts is during the part where he's creating the illusion. What's the music playing? Flight of the Valkyries.
Yeah,
there could not have been a more perfect. And they didn't even just do dun 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 dun. No, they made it fit to the theme of Loki, what they already have established in this, you know, pocket little universe. Yet they made it fit the same thing, but they still dun 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 dun. And like,
yeah,
that's so cool. The attention to detail to have something like that in, and not it just be like, okay, for example, if it was in Suicide Squad, it would have been just the song, and it would have been like, you know, and they would have also thrown in some Queen, and you know what I mean? But here,
yeah,
they put it in, but they put it in a way that made sense to the media that it was portraying, and that was great. It wasn't some quirky, like, you know, it wasn't some quirky Deadpool thing where it's all like, X gone, give it to you, get it? He's Weapon X.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what I think is so great about Loki as a whole is, like, Marvel has been able for the past 13 years to set this groundwork to basically make comic book movies cool and make them, like, not just something that's surface level, to the point of, like, they gave us... Even in Endgame, everything was still kind of grounded in a lot of ways. Like, sure, yeah, you go back in time, Infinity Stones, like, everything could still plausibly make sense. Marvel just gave us this thing. It's like, hey, guess what? There's this agency that monitors everything in time, but there's also this guy who's behind the curtain who's controlling all of time and just conquering blah, blah, blah. And all of us go, yep, that makes 100% sense. Right. Oh, look, there's a science term. Look, that makes sense because they use science. Like, they're training us to be like, this is a legit thing. But also for the people who are writing and building these stories, it gives them, they're not confined to a specific box. Yep. They basically were able to put the entirety of lore behind Loki, as well as Loki in the comics, into 48 minutes. And it's totally fine to the mainstream and everything makes sense.
Yeah. All right. So we have to talk about it again. The last time we talked about it was during Wanda.
Okay.
And so we've had three series, or maybe you can call them mini series or mini, what am I trying to say?
Mini.
miniseries. Maybe they've... Because, I mean, unless they make a season two of WandaVision or a season two of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, for instance, they're not technically seasons or series. They're miniseries. So, anyways, point being is that now that we've had three miniseries, how are we going to go back to a two-hour setup? Like when we'll have to see with Black Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings, when that comes, is that gonna be as satisfying of a character development as Loki, as becoming Captain America?
That's like, gonna depend on the filmmakers, I think.
I don't know. I don't see how in a two and a half hour movie, I don't see how you can make as satisfying as... Could you make a satisfying character development of Shang-Chi? Yes, absolutely. But is it going to be as satisfying as seeing the ups and down, the mental state of Wanda, the ups and downs, the self-reflection of Falcon in the Winter Soldier? Is it going to the glorious purpose of Loki? Is it going to be the same development?
It's actually brilliant. It's a brilliant formula, because if you think about it too, what I was going to say is, with Shang-Chi is a great example. I don't know anything about the character. Haven't read the comics. The trailer looks cool. I like it. Me as a consumer, you are a lot more likely to convince me to go sit down and watch a 2.5 hour movie of that than say, hey, watch these 6 episodes. But also, the counterpoint to the actual thing I was going to say here is, the formula works. Give us the introduction and a 2.5 hour digestible thing of a character we haven't met before, but give us the shows for the people who you haven't given exactly as much time towards.
I mean, that's a really good point, because obviously the next series is going to be Hawkeye. And Hawkeye, I mean, in any...
And I'm stoked for, honestly, at this point. Yeah. I'm stoked for Hawkeye.
Yeah, but that's the thing, is that like I am way, way more stoked. Even going back to WandaVision, I was way more excited for Falcon and the Winter Soldier than I would be for Black Widow. Is it nice that a woman finally has an MCU movie? Yeah, that's great. And especially having two daughters, it's like I want to watch it just to show them, like, hey, yeah, women. But
my only concern with Black Widow is just the time. Like, has it been too long?
It has. It really fucking has. Like, I don't know what they can do to really... I mean, not only that, but she's fucking dead. So it's like, I hate movies where they make a prequel because it's like, you know, this person doesn't die. I haven't even heard of this person, so that person's probably going to die. You know what I mean? Like, I hate when they fucking do that. So, like, I was joking with Ashley earlier, and I'm like, they should have just made her a fucking variant and then fixed it all, because then we could just enjoy this as a standalone Black Widow story. But now that we know she dies, we haven't heard of these other people, so they're either gonna die or something's gonna happen where we're never gonna hear from them again, right? So it's like, I don't know, fucking hey. I personally don't know if they can do as many or as satisfying as a character development in... I mean, so you make a good point with Shang-Chi because he's a new character. What about Doctor Strange? We've seen him before. So that kind of brings back to what I was saying before, where it's like, I don't think there can be as satisfying as an arc when it's only 2.5 hours of the multiverse versus Loki. And we've had a multiverse with Loki, so we already know what that feels like spread out over 6 episodes.
But
whereas now we're only going to have 2.5 hours. I just don't know how satisfying it's going to... It could go back to the old tried and true formula. And is that bad? No, it's not bad, but it's a formula that they've had for the entirety of phases 1 through 3. So it's just going to be like, oh, here we go, back to normal.
But here's the thing, is like, with the wiggle room that they have with these shows now, they don't have to fit as much into a typical movie storyline as they would, because you have your typical stories. You got the act one sets up, you know, kind of what's going on in the movie, act two, and then you have your finale of being act three, if you look at a basic movie structure.
Yeah, awesome.
Now with the introduction and they don't have to provide as much backstory to a lot of stuff because they can focus that on in a different show. So while Multiverse of Madness might not be 6 to 8 hours long, mm-hmm. if you look at it in context like that, there's not a lot of ground that they have to cover or explain what the fuck is going on. Because yes. potentially by that point, we'll have an understanding from, because we already know what happens in WandaVision affects Multiverse of Madness. Definitely what happens in Loki does.
Definitely.
So basically what Multiverse of Madness could be is the consequence of what happens yeah. from those.
I mean, so essentially episode 6, they're gonna break the sacred yeah. timeline into the multiverse, essentially.
Basically, I trust Marvel enough to maximize their time and tell me the story that they're gonna tell me in whatever time they
I hope so, because I genuinely yeah. I don't want it to go back to normal because of how much I'm enjoying all this.
Here's the thing though, even if it does, we are going to, I'm looking at the positives of this. I'm sorry.
Of course cynical. You are.
Cynical. No.
Little
look at
fucking
this.
Boy
no,
Scout.
No, look. Disney had a massive fuck up with the sequel trilogy for Star Wars. Mm-hmm. So that by itself, they're paying attention and making sure they don't fuck that up again. Mm-hmm. We have seen time and time again, and this episode was a fact that Marvel pays attention and Marvel listens. The whole thing with the Loki Easter egg as a good example of that, you know, as far as the debris goes. So even if that doesn't work out, Marvel will be like, okay, that didn't work. We're going to try something that does. And so, like, we will still be able to see how this formula works. Like, they're, you know, if we get to see them working out the kinks, basically, we're not going to get anything bad at this point, unless something is just outright like, what the fuck did you do that for? So, I'm looking forward to it. This is going to be an exciting few years, but now I don't know what the hell to expect. Shut the fuck up. I thought you were doing, like, the corporate shield. At this point, though, I don't know what I'm expecting from the Eternals.
Yeah.
So maybe that's a topic for.
I guess. And I guess.
A certain time.
It's two sides of the coin because, like, you yeah. trust them. And certainly I trust them. I'm not saying I don't trust them. But it's just like, I don't give a fuck about Eternals. I don't give a fuck about Shang-Chi. And I give a fuck about Doctor Strange. But I also kind of don't, because Doctor Strange wasn't the strongest of the solo movies. So it's yeah. like, when's going to be the next time that I actually give a shit about the MCU that isn't Disney Plus?
Yeah.
So that's kind of where my head's at. Like, am I going to enjoy Shang-Chi? Am I going to enjoy Doctor Strange? Am I going to enjoy... Yeah, I'll enjoy it. But will I enjoy it as much? And that's always kind of my thing, you know? That's yeah. always my thing. Here's the thing. It's just... Wait. Oh, God. So, yeah. You know what? That's it. That's all we have for you guys. I mean, do you want to talk about video games? We can talk about video games. No, I think that's a good stopping point.
Licking Richard there. Grant.
Quick, quick, quick. Just get him. Would you grant me this kiss? And end.